around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's get back to it. This is hour two of America's number one travel radio show. Welcome back, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, November 2nd, 2024. Big happenings are coming this week with the election on Tuesday, so it is important for all of you to get out there and vote and help this country start winning again. As we said an hour ago to start hour one of the program, following last week's live national broadcast, Mary and I flew over to Rome, Italy, and we kicked off the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 earlier this week. We're currently in Portofino, Italy, with a number of show fans as you hear this, and before leaving New York, we pre-recorded today's show. So we urge you to connect with us right now to engage with all of our travels in Europe, and you can do that through the @RMWorldTravel social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X. By the way, next week's show will be a live broadcast from the Seabourn Ovation. We'll come to you from Palma de Mallorca in Spain, and we have some big show news to share with you, really big news.
Yes, we do. So, all right, last hour you heard RJ discussing AI and robot-driven cars during the open road. Since most of us rent cars when we travel, as we begin this second hour, we're heading to the show hotline to talk rental cars, as Azari Jones with J.D. Power is going to join us to share specifics from their 2024 North America Rental Car Satisfaction Survey.
Welcome, Azari. Appreciate you being part of the show today.
Thank you all so much for having me. I look forward to our conversation today.
Well, we're going to dive right into this because, you know, I know when your colleague Mike Taylor has joined us in the past many times, I've given him a hard time about why Six Rent-A-Car has not been part of your study's results. We've talked off air, you know, about the reasons why that was. But I am going to take a little bit of a victory lap since I've pressed this issue for several years now with him. And they not only made your 2024 results, they finished third behind National and Enterprise. Mary and I will say this, you know, we were loyal for many years. We still rent, but we were exclusively to Avis in the past. But the facts are their product isn't very good these days. We often get dirty, high mileage, and problematic vehicles from them. Whereas when we rent from Sixt, it's a pleasant experience. It's a terrific vehicle. It's at a good price. So talk about Sixt Rental Car with us.
Yeah, so, you know, we're excited to have Sixt on board with us. We're excited that they ranked third. We're very happy to have them on board. And what distinguishes Sixt from the other two and why they were able to move up so much is because they do have great vehicle quality and great high customer satisfaction. Something that we brought in this year, new to the study, is level of trust. And they have that level of trust for our customers. People feel like, hey, I'm getting a great vehicle quality, a safe vehicle, and so I prefer to travel with them. So that's why we've seen them shoot up past the competition and continue to grow.
Very interesting. I would totally agree with that. And they also have low mileage cars, all contributing, I'm sure, to that layer of
trust.
Them.
We both do.
So, Azari, let's go to poor performers of 2024. So what Robert just said about Avis certainly showed up in the results. Avis finished considerably below the study average. Their sister company Budget performed even worse, finishing just ahead of Dollar, who finished last. Thoughts on Avis and Budget results, and any suggestions for what they might need to do to turn around?
Yeah, so we did see Avis finish below in there. But you know what? Even though they may have finished below, they still are a household name. People still do trust them. So some of the things that Avis can do a lot better would be more so just increasing their brand reputation. We do brand image attributes here at J.D. Power, and that's something that Avis can work on is just their reputation as far as being seen as reliable and being seen as more customer-focused. Something that's really good to note is that though they may have ranked in the bottom, is that people still want to rent from them. Their likelihood for people to rent from them is significantly high. Hmm. Letting us know that operational challenges are still a thing, and they do have areas of improvement, but people still want to rent from Avis and Budget because, you know, they have that name. We know, hey, you can get back to that. And people love the loyalty. You know, loyalty is a really big thing.
Yeah. Well,
so though they may have ranked lower satisfaction, we know they can come back for sure.
Yeah, well, and for years they were great. So that's
interesting. They have many locations
as well. So they still have the brand loyalty. That's interesting.
And they've got a large footprint out there too. Yeah. So we'll see.
Exactly, and they're competitive. They still are competitive. It's just operational challenges, right? Those things can be fixed.
Well, they need to get rid of, I would tell you, about probably about 2/3 of their vehicles because they all have over 30 or 50,000 miles. So we'll see. But, you know, the company that I do think that most people think of when considering renting a car, it's Hertz, right? Now, I know the size and scope of Enterprise. I personally don't think of them as much when it comes to travel. I think of them more, you know, if I were renting local or sometimes your insurance company likes to give you a car from them. But, you know, National is part of their company. Now, they certainly, I think of them with travel. And they're atop the 2024 study results. But Hertz has gone through a lot the past few years. They finished ahead of the study average, and they seem to be gaining momentum from all that I follow about them. Thoughts?
So they are. So Hertz is doing a really good job of growing and changing. And, you know, they had that big EV fleet purchase. And so that's been a big thing for Hertz. And we do see them growing. And I think because they're pushing their EVs, that may be a little bit why they kind of rank a little bit lower. It's because they're probably trying to push the use of their EVs. And people still aren't comfortable with EVs. You know, people get range anxiety. They don't know where to charge. You know, if I'm traveling around town, maybe great. If I'm going from New York to Minnesota, I don't think I want to take an EV, because I really don't know where to go, for sure.
100%. They need to get these chargers going.
Azari, you don't want to take the car from New York to Minnesota,
exactly.
I promise you. Exactly.
So, and I agree with you, around town it's fine. But, all right, so we have a little time to touch on Advantage Rent-A-Car and Ace Rent-A-Car. They also finished above the study average for 2024, kind of sandwiching Hertz, which I thought was interesting. These are two companies with considerably fewer rental locations around the U.S. Than some of these bigger guys. What's their recipe for success?
I think their recipe for success, what we've noticed, is that they have a high level of trust and customer satisfaction. At the end of the day, vehicle quality is great and all these things, but level of trust is something that we notice and value. No matter what, people want to know they're going to get their bang for their buck, and Advantage ranks number one in value. So they have a really good, you know, I spend my money and I get a great deal for it. As far as Ace, we're seeing them grow and we're seeing them change as well, but their recipe for success is going to be their trust factor as well. Trust has just been the really key word that we've seen over this new study because we've changed a couple of things, and we noticed that people don't want overcomplicated vehicles because that's a big, you know, thumbs down. But people want ease. They want affordability. They want a great pickup and drop off. And Ace and Advantage offer those two things.
Very interesting. You know, I love when you said level of trust and value. And I say that because looking at the list, three companies that would indicate value, Payless, Thrifty, and Budget, all below the study average. So that's funny to me. But where I want to go with this with you is that, because I don't know much about it. I see the company out there, Fox. Mm-hmm. Fox, again, below the study average. But what can you tell us a little bit about Fox Rent-A-Car?
Yeah, so great question about Fox Rent-A-Car. They, too, are growing. They are a little bit behind, and they're a little bit behind as far as the ranking. So they have some room to grow. But they do really well in areas of their area of trust needs improvement. That's the biggest thing for them. So while you could be more affordable, if people don't trust you, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like shooting yourself in the foot. And that's what we see them rank is that they do pretty decent on value, but their level of trust is where they rank the worst, right? Well, so yeah, I may get a great vehicle, but will the vehicle get me from point A to point B? Is it clean? These great things.
Well, I got to tell you, listen, we're delighted to see Sixt has done so well. Azari, very much. Folks, I want to give the website. JDPower.com is the website. You'll find out more information. Azari, nice connecting with you. Give our best to the team. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you. Have a great one as well, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there we go. Glad to see, as I said, about Sixt and all those companies, folks, JD Power. Up next, we're going to travel the world from your own kitchen. Chef Ben Robinson is about to join the show. Puttanesca and travel will come your way starting in 180 seconds as your favorite travel radio show rolls on.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, what is the one thing that can make any trip you take extra special? The food, right? Absolutely the food. Well, we are about to travel the world from your own kitchen, and we're sponsored by emeraldcruises.com/carry.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means you're going to uncover rare sights, you're going to delight in regional wine and culinary tastings, you're going to visit places of local and historical significance, and whether you opt to go last minute to experience the European Christmas markets, you can still do that, or whether you want to book your travels for 2025 or even 2026, as a show fan, you're going to save big time.
You absolutely are. You can also go explore the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yacht, sailing with only 100 guests with all meals, airport transfers, drink packages, and more included. You'll also get your excursions and Wi-Fi included, plus port charges and gratuities too, right? So as a show fan, you're going to get 2-for-1 fares right now and free air for travel to Europe or the Caribbean, plus any offer out there, whether it's on their website or through a travel advisor, you're going to get an extra $100 off with code CARRY. Go to emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, you've heard us talking about our show partner Scenic Group for a while now. They own and operate Scenic Luxury Cruises and Tours and Emerald Cruises, providing distinctly unique travel experiences. But one thing they share without a doubt is an excellent culinary experience. And for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment, we've invited Chef Ben Robinson, who works with both Scenic and Emerald, aboard with us. He's going to be creating some very special meals on an upcoming Emerald cruise in January. You may know Chef Ben Robinson from the Bravo TV series Below Deck and others. He's also been featured on the Food Network, and he joins us now.
All right, let's get right into this. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, Chef Ben.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are very welcome. I appreciate you being here. So as Mary just said in your intro, since this show is heard right now on over 590 weekly stations across the USA, many folks listening, they probably know you from your various Bravo TV shows, Food Network, and cooking for folks on chartered super yachts and so forth. So today we're focusing on your culinary creations and experiences for Emerald, also a yacht, as their ships only hold about 100 passengers. I know you can't give away all the menu details yet and so forth, but I want you to give everyone an idea of what you're going to be doing on the ship with Emerald starting on January 25th. You know, will there be cooking demos or Q&A with passengers? I don't know, maybe shopping in local markets, things like that. What's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So we arrive in Antigua. We're kind of on the hook for that. I would recommend a plane. And then we get to go around these incredible islands, Barbuda. We visit the Virgin Islands, the Norman Islands, Virgin Gorda. Just a beautiful, beautiful historic part of the island chain. And during that voyage, I am what I call the food host. So I've got quite a big, busy schedule. I do demonstrations. I do shore leave with people. I've been known to traipse off into Sicily and do pizza demonstrations. I do pasta demonstrations on the boat, ceviches. Usually I keep it quite topical to as to where we are. And I also do a full kitchen takeover, which is a Chef Ben menu. Decidedly the best menu of the cruise, if I may so say myself.
Well, of course. You should say so yourself, right?
No, but that's unfair because they do a huge menu. We're really, really spoiled. But I do like a tasting menu, and I put a lot of thought into it with the executive officers on board. So it's just an incredible team.
It sounds terrific. January 25th to February 1st, an eight-day Caribbean island hopping with Chef Ben. And I love the fact that it's so immersive and you're going to go off the and do some shore stuff with passengers. So I just want to ask you before we get to this recipe that you have for us today. You're a master chef. You've worked under Italian chefs in Florence. You gained an apprenticeship at a restaurant that I really want to eat at someday, the 3-star Michelin Fat Duck. It's west of London. How would you just briefly describe your approach to food and cooking, kind of like your style and what inspires you?
Okay, good question. High mileage. I consider myself to be quite stylized now. I think that that's sort of the goal with any chef is they want to have their own unique style. But I also like to be very quick and effective because as a yacht chef, you really are just compromising, you know, between the crew and your scheduling. And I mean, I'm just putting out so much food all day long for about 20 hours. So just has to be quick and effective and beautiful. So it's quite a tough ask, but that's kind of what I go for. Mm. Yeah, I love Italian because it really brought me back to my roots.
Yeah.
The Fat Duck, we did molecular gastronomy. And so it's incredibly complicated, but I picked up a lot of molecular tricks from there. And it's also really important to see what is considered the best food in the world, because otherwise you don't know where to stop.
Right.
So that was really helpful. Mm. I took my mom and it was just incredible. 17-course tasting menu. Unbelievable.
Oh, lovely. All right. So here we are today. You have brought a recipe for us and our listeners. Our team is going to post the full recipe on the show website and at our Facebook page, RM World Travel. So, Ben, this looks like something right out of your training in Italy to me. It hails originally from Naples. It's one of my favorites, although I've never made pasta by hand, I must confess. So go ahead and share what you have for us.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to go into that another time.
Okay.
actually, guys, really easy. It's one cup of semolina, one cup of all-purpose, and 3/4 cup of water, and just put it in your mixer, and that is pasta dough. Let it sit in the fridge for about an hour, and you're good to go.
It does look easy. Yeah.
And that's for the cavatelli.
Yeah, that's
super easy. Yeah. I like to make cavatellis with it. Cavatelli puttanesca is one of my favorites. You can really add anything, and traditionally it's spaghetti or penne, but cavatelli is really good as well. So there are some controversies of the name puttanesca, because it actually means a lady of the night. People said that it was a quick, easy dish that the ladies of the night whipped up for a princess. But the more I read, actually, I think it was developed in a restaurant in the 1950s in Ischia. So who bloody knows? Okay, so it is a beautiful tomato-based pasta. It's a red sauce. I like to put olive oil, thickly coat the bottom of a pan. I always do that. I always start with chili and garlic. Beautiful marriage, really seasons the oil. And then I add my capers and some anchovies, some herbs, basil, oregano, parsley, if you want, whatever you got. And then San Marzano tomatoes, that is key.
Well, that is 100%
key.
If you don't use the San Marzano when you're making a sauce, you're really not making a sauce.
Exactly. And then, you know, the umami of the anchovy, the richness of the tomato, the acid of the capers, also Kalamata olives. I love to do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just quite a complex but easy and very effective sauce, and it's really beef it, and of course Parmigiano Reggiano.
Yeah, well,
of course.
Well, listen, we're already hungry right now.
We're
putting the recipe up on the website and on social media, as we mentioned, so our listeners can enjoy a little bit of your cavatelli and puttanesca sauce. Certainly they can share with us their thoughts on that, and hopefully they enjoy it and travel the world from their own kitchen. But I want to ask you right now while we have you, you know, when you think about Mary and I have said for years, the investment that's occurred in the cruise sector of travel has created opportunities where there really is a cruise for every type of traveler. With these smaller ships or yachts, they differ greatly from the larger ships, and they foster this more intimate and personalized culinary experience. So from what we know about you and what you've shared, Chef Ben, this matches up well with your personal preferences when cooking. What do you enjoy about cooking on yachts or smaller ships?
To be honest,
that's Chef Ben. There you go. I love it.
Well, actually, that was slightly unfair. It's taken to me into incredible places, and yes, I did master a lot of some food knowledge along the way. But my days were brutal. I was known to work 4 months straight, 20 hours a day. I fed 28 crew 3 or 4 times a day, plus as many guests as you could throw at me. So it's just brutal. But you know what? It really gave me like. It really conditioned me, and I'm not afraid of high volume, and I think I was actually faster then. I'm more pensive now.
Well, I know you've got this cruise coming with Emerald, and I do want to give folks a little bit of information again.
Lovely boat, really worth doing. You get away from the riffraff. It's just a great crew on board. Organizing your days and just it's super chill, catch up on rest, read that book, do some shore excursions. It's just absolutely lovely. No lines. It's just, it's classy, darling.
Yes.
Well, all right. And well,
this
folks,
will be nice
if they,
for you
if they
as
do
well.
Want to go travel with yeah. you again, you want to travel with Chef Ben. It's coming right now. It's from St. John's and the Virgin Islands for 8 days to San Juan, Puerto Rico. You get all the information. You can book your travel. Just emeraldcruises.com/Carrie. Can do that.
And I'm also, guys, very available all day long. I'm always around. I'm not like the type sort of sequester myself in my cabin.
Well, we appreciate that. Listen, because we understand. We get that. ChefBenRobinson.com is the website. So, Chef Ben, I know we got to go, but really appreciate your time. Enjoy the cruise, and we'll look forward to talking soon, okay?
All right. Congratulations on the station. It was a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, Mary, well, there goes Chef Ben. Travel the world from your own kitchen, folks. Go check out that recipe right now on our social media, and our team will add it to our website. It should be up there by early next week. Coming up on the J Block this hour, it's the Museum Gallery as we all take flight with the U.S. Air Force. But next, Rudy will talk hospitality and concierge in today's Right Stuff. 3 more segments to go on this November 2nd broadcast.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with Active Guard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Some of you may have already voted, but the majority of us will head to the polls this week on Tuesday, and we Americans face critical issues at stake for our country. A simple way for you to unite with others and fight against the policies that are harming our nation is through amac.usa/carry. AMAC stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens, something I don't qualify for, obviously, an organization of more than 2.1 million patriots who are committed to saving the country we love, and it costs just $1. Think about that. In today's inflationary times, this may be the best money you've ever spent. AMAX stands for the values of its members and fights every day to protect the individual liberties outlined in the Constitution. As a member, you'll also enjoy more than 100 discounts with companies that share your values, including an array that will save you big time when you travel. For hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and much, much more. Plus, you'll receive a subscription to the bi-monthly AMAX magazine. Your voice matters, and as a member, you can have a real impact. So get your one-year membership for just $1 by going to AMAC, A-M-A-C, AMAC.us/carry today, or you can find the link at RM World Travel by looking under sponsors. Well, what do you think of when you think about the word hospitality? You might think about being the perfect host. You might think about an entire hospitality industry, hotels and other kinds of lodging. You're probably right on both. But for our Right Stuff segment today, I'm delighted to welcome a woman who knows a whole lot about hospitality, and if they gave PhDs in it, she'd have it. Her name is Sarah Nandashi, and she has a book called Hospitality from Within. She started in the hospitality business as a student in Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. at the Four Seasons, a hotel I know well, and went to other hotels and then finally started her own company. And Sarah, it's a delight to have you on the show. What is your definition of hospitality?
Oh, well, first of all, thanks so much for having me. That's such a great question. I mean, because hospitality is one of those things that's not necessarily super tangible, but it's I like to call it like it's the feeling business.
You know it when you know it.
Exactly. Right. Totally. And so, I mean, hospitality is, I almost like to think of it, it's like a mix of words. So it's like, it's warm, it's welcoming, it's comfort. It's where you can feel like you're yourself and you're at home. And, you know, it's this really special industry that I think, especially nowadays where technology and everything is at our fingertips, we're more connected yet disconnected than ever before. And so what we know it when we feel it, because we just feel at home, we feel welcomed. And true hospitality is very much a feeling that you just get when you walk into any business, be it a hotel, be it a gas station, you know, be it a grocery store. You see those familiar faces and you've got that warm smile that greets you. And it really is a special industry.
Or I might add, if you walk into someone's house and feel that way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what's so interesting is that I always like to say, I mean, hospitality really is a state of mind, because it's not necessarily about, oh, do you have like marble floors or what's the thread count? And I mean, granted, all of those things are wonderful, especially when it comes to delivering, service and the elevated service. But it's that idea of, you know, whoever you're interacting with is truly listening to you. You're feeling heard yourself, especially if you're a guest. And then where it really gets special and where you start kind of cooking with gas is when whoever you're interacting with is five steps ahead of you. And then they're giving you suggestions. Uh-huh. And they're giving you suggestions. You're like, I didn't even think about that or that I would want to do that. And next thing you know, you've got somebody that's basically paving the way for you, whether it's your vacation, your, you know, a trip that you're planning or even just like your dining experience. So, yeah.
And that can mark the difference between a 4-star and a 5-star hotel. As you say, you can have marble floors, you can have, you know, luxurious bedding, but if the attitude at the front, or even the first person who greets you at a hotel is sour, a sourpuss, that colors you, doesn't it?
Totally. It totally does. I love that you bring that up, because that's actually one of the chapters in my book, the difference between that 4-star and 5-star service.
Yes.
And to really, like, what is that? It's thoughtfulness. And it's like if somebody is being thoughtful, that's just, I think, the simplest way to kind of to look at it. If somebody's being thoughtful, you're like, okay, now this is special. It's not like they're just going through the motions, and you know that you feel like they're really there with you, and that's something that's really special. And as you said, also, it's completely how you're greeted the moment that you walk into a place. And I would always remind myself of that it's like it's somebody's vacation. They've finally gotten there. Maybe it took them a year to save up to get there. Maybe, you know, it's a different type of unique experience. But the last thing you want to do is be like, yeah, how can I help you?
I had a friend. He actually was the general manager of the Four Seasons when you worked there as a student. And I always, yes. I once asked him, I said, what's the first thing you look for in a great hotel? Mm-hmm. And he said, teeth and eyes. Do they smile? Oh, you see their teeth? Do they look up from their computer while they're checking you in and meet your eyes? Or do they have their head down the whole time? They hand you the key, you know, without even looking at you, slide it across the table. You have a great quote, you have a great line in your book. A single moment of misunderstanding can be so detrimental that it makes us forget
100 beautiful moments spent together. And that's what that's your point, isn't it?
Totally. And that's the whole thing is it's a, you know, when people say it's like you're only as good as your last interaction, there is an element of that to it. But it's, again, it's about making people feel understood. And you can have all of these beautiful moments. Like, you can really just, like, be checking off the list of everything. Everything's right. But then if there's a moment of misunderstanding, or if there's a moment where just somebody doesn't feel welcome, or somebody's not engaged, they're not looking at a guest, or, you know, somebody that's coming into the hotel, that can set the tone for something completely different. And that is so hard to get past.
Sarah Dendashi's book is called Hospitality from Within. And this is not just for anybody in the hospitality. This is for general hospitality in life. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with the book.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by cbdistillery.com. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping. You still hurt. Maybe you're also stressed out. Make a change with cbdistillery.com.
Their targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. So if you struggle with a health concern, haven't found relief, make a simple change to CBDistillery.com. With more than 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is a source you can trust. And because you're a listener to our show, we've secured a 20% discount to get you started. They even offer pet products for folks as well. So go to CBDistillery.com to save 20%. Okay, time for a Rudy riff. And today's topic is engaging locals. You know, one of the most rewarding experiences of traveling is meeting locals in a new place, especially if you're visiting a foreign destination. Language barriers, not knowing your way around, sometimes a natural reluctance to approach strangers can keep travelers from connecting with folks who might make their trip more meaningful. This bothers me. And often as I can, I encourage folks to step outside of their usual comfort zone and make a few connections on the road. So how do you do that? Let me suggest a few ways. First of all, forget taxi and Uber drivers and hotel front desk clerks or even concierges. Not that those folks can't provide insights to their hometown, but you're not going to engage in any meaningful conversation with any of them. After all, they're working on the clock. I suggest you start by choosing a quest or purpose. If you've got a particular hobby or passion, start with that. I have a friend who plays the organ. He travels to see significant organs around the world. Invariably, he'll meet someone who shares his enthusiasm. That can lead to a lunch, a dinner, or at least a meaningful conversation about their common interest. Love beer? Belgium's your country. Love wine? There are too many famous wine regions to mention. But in both cases, if you can bond with someone who shares your passion for beer, wine, scotch, you name it, you may make an instant friend because of your common interest. I like wines from Burgundy. It only took a couple of days in France, in the region of Burgundy, to connect with a producer of wines. He wound up sponsoring me so I could attend and bid in the big annual auction of barrels of Burgundy during the last few years. I now receive invites to a couple of dinners hosted by vintners who are happy to share stories of the region and its wines with me. These are folks who could answer those questions we often have when we visit a new place. How much does a two-bedroom apartment cost to rent? Is it free to attend a local university? All kinds of everyday questions that bring a place into focus and put you in that place more completely than walking around with your nose in a guidebook. I also remember walking in a forested village in northern Thailand when I encountered an elderly gentleman sitting on the front porch of his modest home. He didn't speak English. I didn't speak Thai. Somehow we communicated. He invited me inside his home where he immediately handed me an opium pipe. Now, I'm not a drug guy, but I figured when in northern Thai hill country, do what a northern Thai hill country guy does. I will tell you, if there were opium dens where I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, I'd be a regular customer. It was a most delightful experience. Did I grow intellectually? No. But for a moment, did I feel like I was out of my cocoon as a tourist? Yes, I did. Now, this advice doesn't only pertain to foreign or exotic locations. America's a huge and varied country. A Californian can find him or herself in a very different world in New Orleans, and vice versa. Big cities have museums. Smaller and mid-sized cities have various Hall of Fames, like the Volleyball Hall of Fame in Holyoke, Massachusetts, the Automotive Hall of Fame in Midland, Michigan, Marbles Hall of Fame in Wildwood, New Jersey, or even the National Checkers Hall of Fame in Pedal, Mississippi. Hang around those kind of places, and you may very well be able to strike up a conversation with someone with similar interests. Who knows where that could go? Heck, talk to the family at the table next to you in a restaurant if you're not intruding. I do that a lot. I've actually made a lifelong friend that way. What I'm urging is reach out. Sure, you may meet someone who is uncommunicative, but you're just as likely to meet someone who's happy to talk to you about their hometown. In some countries, merely expressing an interest in where you are can lead to an invitation right on the spot to join a stranger's family for dinner. Sometimes the best way to capture a sense of place is with a photograph. But two things. Do not photograph anyone without first asking permission. Most people are flattered to be photographed, but not everyone. On the other hand, taking a photo of someone doing their work or art can lead to a conversation. And that's what you're after, a conversation. Even better, a meal. I honestly believe breaking bread with a stranger, is the very best way to forge a friendship. You may even find yourself in a plane seated next to a person who lives where you're headed. Perfect. You got a captive local. If they're talkative, start asking questions. What should you not miss in their city origin or city or region? What should you eat or not eat? What tourist place might you see or avoid? What's their favorite neighborhood or hiking path? And use the question I like to ask hotel concierges. Every concierge or desk clerk has two or three restaurants they recommend to all newcomers. That's not necessarily what you want. Instead, ask them where they take their best friend or spouse for a birthday dinner. Often it's not in a guidebook, but it's a place locals go, and locals are the right ones to guide you. So bottom line, I want you to take a step into a larger world. Don't settle for where every tourist goes. Well, unless it's a Disney or Universal theme park or a museum in the Smithsonian Collection in D.C. or Central Park in New York City. But sit down on a park bench in Central Park and engage a local, because that's the key to learning more, a conversation. I'm Rudy Maxa. That's my Rudy Riff for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As is the case each and every week, thanks for staying tuned in for all 10 segments. Today's museum gallery involves the U.S. Air Force, as I mentioned earlier, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
When it comes to protecting your home and family, or even your office or shop, it's always better to stop trouble before it has a chance to start. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with their new Active Guard outdoor protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI, plus real-time monitoring by live security agents to keep intruders out and prevent crime before it happens.
If someone suspicious steps onto your property, Simply Safe agents are on it immediately. They can see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens, flash spotlights, and call the police. Other systems only react after a break-in. And right now you can save 60% on a new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Go to simplysafe.com, save 60% on a new system, best deal of the year, folks, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
The National Museum of the United States Air Force, located at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, is our focus today for the museum gallery. And joining us is their curator in the research division, Megan Anderson.
Megan, hello and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being a part of the show today with us. We'll get right into this because you are the official museum of the United States Air Force. You're also the oldest and largest military aviation museum in the world that folks may or may not know about. I saw a number suggesting more than 1 million square feet of exhibit space. So I want you to give everyone right now a brief overview of the space and how many aircraft, missiles, and other items you have on display.
Sure thing. So yes, over 1 million square feet of indoor exhibit space. That doesn't include our air park. And we have roughly 350 aerospace vehicles. And that spans from lighter than air flight, all the way to modern day items that the Air Force and Space Force are using.
So definitely lots to explore. And I want to get right into your latest exhibit because I got chills when I saw what you acquired earlier this year, Megan. If anyone listening has any ties to 9/11 or Civil Air Patrol, listen up. So share the significance of the 172 Skyhawk Cessna that's on display with our audience.
Absolutely. So a lot of people don't know that the Civil Air Patrol is actually the civilian auxiliary to the Air Force. They are considered part of the Department of the Air Force's total force, and they flew the very first, that CAP Cessna, over 9/11 on the day after 9/11, I guess, and they took the first direct aerial photographs of the World Trade Center site. Now, with that aircraft, we received several artifacts, including the cameras that they used to take the photographs, and also the original prints that they took of that devastation. And so for us, we collect, you know, not just the aircraft, but artifacts and those archival items like photographs, and they really help us tell a complete story. That just went on exhibit. It was on 9/11. We had an opening for it, mm-hmm. and that's here in our modern day gallery.
Yeah, very powerful. And moving on to some other items, you do have a Pioneer gallery. There's a presidential aircraft, quite a number on display, a space gallery, flight jackets and clothing, medals. What's something, though, if you had to choose, that you say is really rather remarkable for the museum that visitors really dial into when they visit?
Sure thing. So, like I said, we cover, you know, early to modern. And one of my favorite exhibits is our enlisted force exhibit. And that covers all of our enlisted men and women who serve. They make up, you know, 90% of what is the Air Force. And that exhibit carries through in all of our galleries. But what's impressive is something you mentioned, our presidential gallery. We have the largest collection of presidential aircraft because the 89th Airlift Wing, who they fly the president, that is their mission. Mm-hmm. So because they're part of the Air Force, we have their collection here. It's really cool. I think the most impressive aircraft we have is SAM 26000. People call it Air Force One, mm-hmm. but it's only Air Force One if the president is on board. SAM 26000, however, flew Kennedy through Clinton. And it is, in fact, the aircraft that brought President Kennedy's body home from Dallas into D.C. after he was assassinated.
So this is
it's very powerful.
Speaking of that, you know, Veterans Day is coming on November 11th. So any special events planned at the museum that you can share with everyone, Megan?
Absolutely. We always have things going on. We are going to be having what we call plane talks. That Saturday adjacent to Veterans Day from 10:30 to 1:30. We also have special exhibits highlighting our women in the Air Force and our enlisted. That's that exhibit I was talking about on November 9th. And we actually are just starting up some special American Sign Language interpretation tours. That will be on our website. There are a couple different days and times for that.
All right, let me give,
in November.
Let me give the website for folks right now. nationalmuseum.af.mil, M-I-L, nationalmuseum.af.mil. And I will ask you really quick, since you are an Air Force base, is there anything visitors need to know? Can you just show up and park? I mean, I do see the museum is free and open daily, but anything you want to throw out there in about 20 seconds?
No guns or weapons.
Okay. Good option.
Other than that, we are free and plenty of parking, open 9 to 5 every day, but Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
All right. Well, there we go. So really appreciate the check-in today.
Megan.
Thank you very much, Megan. Folks, you'll find more information, all the fly-in events and everything on the website. Have a great weekend, Megan.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, there we go, folks. The National Museum of the United States Air Force. We're going to leave it there. So as I said, to start both Hour 1 and Hour 2 today, Mary and I pre-recorded today's show as we are currently aboard the Seaborne Ovation in Italy with show fans. And we'll broadcast this program live from Palma de Mallorca next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Time. You can follow all of our travels happening right now on our social media or all this week on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. And we'd love to hear from you about what's currently happening on the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. Election Day is Tuesday. Get out there and vote if you haven't already, so change can happen. Until we're back on your radio next Saturday, November 9th, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me, RJ and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels, enjoy. Let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.